This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has vetoed an Arab-backed and widely supported UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The vote Tuesday in the 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. The vote reflects the wide global support for ending the more than four-month war, which started when Hamas militants invaded southern Israel, killing about 1,200 people and taking 250 others hostage. Since then, more than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's military offensive, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. It was the third U.S. veto of a Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire thus far. The World Food Program has paused deliveries of food to isolated northern Gaza because of increasing chaos across the country. In the territory, it's hiking fears of potential store of starvation. A study by the UN Children's Agency warned that one in six children in the north are acutely malnourished. Entry of aid trucks into the besieged territory has sharply declined by more than half the past 2 weeks. According to UN figures, overwhelmed UN and relief workers said aid intake and distribution has been crippled by Israeli failure to ensure the convoy's safety. And this also amid its advancing assault and a breakdown in security, with hungry Palestinians frequently overwhelming trucks to take food. Again, the World Food Program now saying it has paused deliveries altogether of food to isolated northern Gaza. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Prosecutors say that a former FBI informant charged with making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving U.S. President Joe Biden, as his son Hunter and a Ukrainian energy company, had contacts with officials affiliated with Russian intelligence. Prosecutors said that in a court filing urging a judge to keep Alexander Smirnov behind bars while he awaits trial, but the U.S. Magistrate Judge Daniel Albrechts allowed Smirnov to be released from custody on the electronic GPS monitoring. He is charged with falsely reporting to the FBI in June 2020 that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 or 2016. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared that Moscow has no intention to deploy nuclear weapons in space, claiming that the country only has developed space capabilities similar to what the U.S. has. Putin's statement follows last week's White House confirmation that Russia has obtained a troubling anti-satellite weapon capable, and also, although it is not operational yet, the White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said it would violate the International Outer Space Treaty, but also declined to comment on whether the weapon is nuclear capable. Putin said Tuesday that we always have been categorically against and continue to be against the deployment of nuclear weapons in space. He added that Russia only has developed space capabilities the other nations, including the United States, have. The U.S. Supreme Court has left in place the admissions policy at an elite public high school in Virginia, despite claims that it discriminates against highly qualified Asian Americans. The federal appeals court in Richmond had upheld the revamped admissions policy at the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, frequently cited among the best in the nation. James Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas dissented from the order Tuesday, rejecting an appeal from parents. The appeals court essentially ruled that intentional race discrimination is constitutional so long as it is not too severe. Alito wrote in his dissent, the high court's action followed its June decision, striking down admission policies at colleges and universities that took the count of race into effect. Divers have recovered the body of an 11-year-old girl from the state of Texas in a river days after she disappeared. Authorities say they are preparing to file murder charges against a friend of the girl's father. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.